Welcome to Zichur Daf Siman Mem. I'm Avram Goldar, and today we're Zechus Erevin Daf Lamed Hey. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. So the three points we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara brings two more explanations for the Machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Eliezer regarding an Erev locked in a closet and the key is lost. Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef both say, Hacha b'migdol shel etzoskinen. We're dealing with a closet made of wood. The Tanakhama holds that it's a kli, and ain binyan mekelim and ain stir mekelim. And the Malacha of building and destroying does not apply to utensils. Therefore, the person may break open the closet even on Shabbos. Rabbi Ezer holds the closet is an oil, which may not be demolished on Shabbos Yontav, and therefore the Erev is invalid because it's inaccessible. Abai and Rava both say, b'manu uketir b'masna askinen. We're dealing with a closet that has a lock, which is tied with a rope, and a knife is needed to cut the rope. The Tanakhama held like Rabbi Yossi has said, kol kelim nitam b'Shabbos. All kelim may be taken on Shabbos except for muksum machmas chesron kis. Therefore, a knife can be used to cut the rope. Rabbi Ezer holds, like Rabbi Nechemiah holds, that kelim can only be taken letzorach tashmishan, their primary use. Therefore, the knife cannot be used. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, nitzgal gal chutz l'tchum. If the Erev rolled beyond the tchum, or nafa alav gal, or a heap of rubble fell on it, if this occurred while it's still day, meaning Erev Shabbos, it's not a valid Erev. If it occurred after dark, it is a valid Erev. The Gemara clarifies that in the first case, the Erev rolled beyond four amos from the edge of the tchum, and in the second case, according to Rebbe, it was a case where he needed a hoe and a pick to excavate the Erev, which is the issur, the rice of digging. If it was just a case of moving the muksa rocks by hand, it would be permissible to do, according to Rebbe, during banish mashos. The Gemara explains that both cases are needed. The case of Nisgal Gal Chutz L'Tchum teaches that even if a wind could blow back inside the Tchum, the Erev is still invalid. The case of Nafa Alav Gal teaches that even though it's physically within the Tchum, the Erev is invalid because it's not accessible. And point number three, the Mishnah introduces the Machlokas when it's a Safek, when the Erev becomes inaccessible, with Rabbi Meir going L'Chumra and prohibiting the use of the Erev. The Gemara clarifies that Rabbi Meir goes L'Chumra because he holds Tchumim Ar Deraisa. The Gemara questions this based on Ramirez saying that one may use the lenient method of Makadrim Maharim for measuring the Tchum. This method involves viewing a mountain as if it was drilled through and is only permitted in Durabanan cases. How could Ramirez permit this if he holds Tchumim Ar Deraisa? The Gemara answers Ramirez himself holds that Tchumim Ar Deraisa and this method would not be permitted. He was only quoting his Rebbeim who permitted Makadrim Maharim because they hold Tchumim Ar Durabanan. So once again, the three points are number one, the Gemara brings two more explanations for the Machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yazir regarding an Erev locked in a closet and the key is lost. Rab and Rabbi Yosef both say, Hacha b'migdol shel etzoskinen. We're dealing with a closet made of wood. The Tanakhama holds that it's a kli, and ain binyan mekelim and ain stir mekelim. And the Malacha of building and destroying does not apply to kelim. Therefore, the person may break open the closet even on Shabbos. Rabbi Yazir holds the closet as an oil, which may not be demolished on Shabbos or Yontav. The Erev, therefore, is invalid because it's inaccessible. Abai and Rava both say, b'manu uketir b'masna skinen. We're dealing with a closet that has a lock, which is tied with a rope, and a knife is needed to cut the rope. The Tanakhama held like Rabbi Yossi, who said, kol kelim nitam b'Shabbos. All kelim may be taken on Shabbos except for muksa machmas chesron kis. Therefore, a knife can be used to cut the rope. Rabbi Yezer holds that Rabbi Nechemiah holds that kelim can only be taken with tzorach tashmishan, their primary use, therefore the knife cannot be used. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Nisgal gal chutz l'tchum, if the Erev rolled beyond the tchum, or nafa lav gal, or a heap of rubble fell on it. If this occurred while it's still day, meaning Erev Shabbos, it's not a valid Erev. If it occurred after dark, it is a valid Erev. The Gemara clarifies that in the first case, the Erev rolled beyond Dalad Amos from the edge of the Tchum. And in the second case, according to Rebbe, it was a case where he needed a hoe and a pick to excavate the Erev, which is the issur, the rice of digging. If it was just a case of moving the muksa rocks by hand, it would be permissible to do, according to Rebbe, during banish mashos. The Gemara explains that both cases are needed. The case of Nisgal gal chutz l'tchum teaches that even if a wind could blow it back inside the Tchum, the Erev is still valid. The case of Nafa Lav Gal teaches that even though it's physically within the Tchum, the Erev isn't valid because it's inaccessible. And point number three, the Mishnah introduces a Malchokas when it's a Safek when the Erev became inaccessible, with Rebbe Meir going L'Chumra and prohibiting use of the Erev. The Gemara clarifies that Rebbe Meir goes L'Chumra because he holds Tchumim Ar Deraisa. Now the Gemara questions this based on Meir saying that one may use the lenient method of Makadrim Baharim for measuring the Tchum. This method involves viewing a mountain as if it was drilled through and is only permitted in Durabanan cases. So how could Rebbe Meir permit this if he holds Tchumim Rav Deraisa. So the Gemara answers that Rabbi Meir himself holds that Tchumim Rav Deraisa and Mekadrin Baharim is not permitted. He was only quoting his Rebbeim who permitted Mekadrin Baharim because they held Tchumim Rav Derabanan. All right, so now we go to our simon for Daf Lamed Hey, and the simon is a children's choir singing la, 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 but in this case, they won't be singing. So here goes. After the children's choir finally got their Erev out of the locked wooden gown closet tied with a rope, it blew away and got crushed under a heap of stones, which had been dislodged by men who were measuring the tchum by a mountain. Once again, in slow motion. After the children's choir, that must mean we're on Daf Lamed Hey. After the children's choir finally got their Erev out of the locked wooden gown closet tied with a rope, which reminds us of two more explanations of the machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yazir. One being that the closet was made of wood, and the Tanakhama holds it's a kli, and ein binyan bekelim and ein stir bekelim, making the Erev valid because it's accessible, and Rabbi Yazir holds it's an o, which can't be destroyed, making the Erev invalid because it's inaccessible. The other explanation was that it was a closet with a lock tied with a rope, and the machlokas is if a knife is permitted to use to cut it. So after the children's choir finally got their Erev out of the locked wooden gown closet, tied with a rope, it blew away and got crushed under a heap of stones, which reminds us of the two cases mentioned in the Mishnah where the Erev got blown beyond Dalet Amos from the Tchum or got covered by a heap of stones that required digging, and the Gemara teaches that both cases were needed. So after the children's choir finally got their Erev out of the locked wooden gown closet, tied with a rope, it blew away and got crushed under a heap of stones, which had been dislodged by men who were measuring the Tchum by a mountain. Which reminds us of the Malchus regarding the case of Safek Erev, when we don't know when the Erev became inaccessible, and that Rabbi Meir goes l'chumra because he holds Tchumim Deraisa. When he mentioned Mekadrin Baharim, which is a lenient method for measuring Tchumim by a mountain and can only be used for Derabanans, he was only quoting his Rebbeim who held Tchumim on Deraban and permitted it, but he held Tchumim on Deraisa and did not permit it. So once again, after the children's choir finally got their Erev out of the locked wooden gown closet, tied with a rope, it blew away and got crushed under a heap of stones, which had been dislodged by men who were measuring the Tchum by a mountain. So that concludes this year. This is Rabbi Avraham Golder from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.